He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, September 17th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a fairly good day. So far, the Dow's been open. The market's been open for 36 minutes, and we've got the Dow up 43 points. That's almost a point a minute. Let's keep this going. We're at 15,537 on the Dow. The S&P 500 is back above 1,700, just like that. Boy, that was quick. 1,702.38 on the S&P 500, up almost 5 points this morning. The NASDAQ, which struggled a bit yesterday, as Apple continues to struggle. You know what? I think the jury is out big time on Tim Cook as the CEO of Apple. We'll see. How many times have I told you management is everything at a company? Oh, to have Steve Jobs back. The NASDAQ is up 12 points today, however. And I think Apple's up like 3 or 4. The NASDAQ is at 3,730. The 10-year yield behaving itself. In fact, it's backed off a little bit. Not much. Still way higher than where it started the year. Just clobbering bondholders this year, 2013. The 10-year yield is at 2.85%. Wasn't that long ago that it was at 1.85. That's a big hike in interest rates. We have gold down $4.50 per ounce today to $13.13. Now, that's an unlucky number. I wouldn't buy it today. Oil is down 76 cents to $105.83. So, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, it's September. We've got 2 weeks to go until the end of the third quarter of 2013. And guess what happens at that point? We have the end of the third quarter for all most publicly traded companies in America. And they will close the books for that quarter. And they'll count up their revenues, otherwise known as sales, and they'll see how many units, how much product, how much service that they sold, and how much that all amounted to. And that goes to their top line revenue. And then they'll get all the accounts payable people together. Well, they'll also get the accounts receivable people together. See how much is owed to the company and how much of that revenue that they should recognize or push off to the next quarter. And then they get all the accounts payable people together and see how much they paid during the quarter. Companies have fixed costs, things like rent and salaries and utilities, etc. No matter how much they sell, doesn't matter how much you sell, at a fast food restaurant, you have overhead that you have to pay that amounts, that grows, that accumulates every single day. Whether you sell any products, if you never sell a hamburger from your fast food restaurant during the month, which would mean you got pretty bad hamburgers, you still got to pay your overhead. And then, of course, you have direct costs. Overhead is considered indirect costs. These are indirect costs. It has nothing to do really with the actual hamburger. But then you have the direct costs. If you sold 1,000 hamburgers during the month, how much did the buns cost? How much did the pickles cost? How much did the tomatoes cost? They couldn't have cost too much, because when I get a hamburger at a fast food restaurant with a tomato on it, it looks like the tomato's been cut by a computer. Is it physically possible to cut a tomato that thin? I know stretching a tomato and stretching a buck is important, but this is getting ridiculous. And the lettuce shreds I get on my hamburger, microscopic. I'd have to get out a microscope to find, oh, there's one. There's, see that? That's a strand of lettuce on there. Well, those are direct costs involved with making your product. For every hamburger you put out the door, maybe you got 50%, 40%, 30% in direct cost. That's all added up, your direct cost and your indirect cost. And what's left over is called your margin. This is your profit, how much you made. Hopefully, you took in more than you spent during the month. Hopefully, you had a profit. You know what? I would say 90% of all small businesses fail because they never get this one thing right. They don't know how to bring in more than they put out. I've seen people get into business and buy all this lavish equipment and, you know, never broke even, never got caught up with how much they spent on the startup of the business. I think it's better to start business on a shoestring and then add to it as you go along, as you become, concentrate, focus more on your product and your customer service and doing better than the rest. And then as your sales accumulate, then you start adding the fancy equipment. A lot of small businesses do it just the opposite. They get all the fancy equipment, and then they wait for the revenue to come. Nah, start getting that revenue cranking, and then start adding the fancy equipment so you can grow the business. That's what it's all about, especially with publicly traded companies, right? Now, when they compare their earnings, now don't forget, even if they do have earnings, there's still one more bite, one more big bite, one more chunk that's got to come out of those earnings. After they've paid all of their fixed cost, the landlord, the local gas and electric, the water people, and after they've paid off all their direct costs, the meat suppliers, the bread suppliers, the pickle suppliers, the guy that brings one head of lettuce that can last them all month, it seems like, what's left over is called a profit. And then there's one more. You know, when we're coming in from fishing and we're cleaning the fish, we've got seagulls all over the boat looking for free handouts. They're the last ones to take a bite out of the hide of the poor filleted fish. The U.S. government wants their share, usually to the tune of 35%. The corporate tax rate in America is at 28. It's 30. I believe it's 30% of all profits go to the U.S. government. You know, they deserve it. And then don't forget, depending upon the state you're in, you've still got them hovering. And in California, it's a pretty big bite that California takes out of your hide. And if there's anything left over after this thing, it looks like a fish carcass. By the time we get through with our revenues look like a fish carcass. Is there anything left for the poor guy that made the product and sold the product and marketed the product and had all the headaches and invented the product? Well, if there is, that's called net earnings. And in a publicly traded company's case, those net earnings are divided by how many shares they've sold, how many owners there are of the company. And we get an earnings per share. For every share of stock, we made 23 cents. Doesn't sound like a lot, but if you multiply 23 cents by how many shares are out there, it can be a pretty hefty chunk of change. Okay, we made a profit. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? That's a good thing. But you're still not home free as a publicly traded company, because that profit you made is going to be compared with what was expected. There's expectations on the street. You've been giving analysts guidance. And if you fall short of that guidance, that's not a good thing in earnings. If you exceed that guidance, that's a very good thing. Now, if you come in right about where expected, well, no harm, no foul. Okay, so number one, those earnings are going to be compared with expectations. Lastly, they're going to be compared with the same comparable quarter last year. This year, when the third quarter ends, we'll compare those results with the same comparable quarter last year. If you grew your earnings, you're a growing company. If they shrunk, there's something wrong. You're doing something wrong. You've got to retool. You want to own companies that consistently produce earnings that were better than the same quarter last year. That's why you hear me talking about companies that have been growing by 25 to 30% year over year. That's what we're looking for. That's one of the components of Best Stocks Now. And that's Earnings Season 101 by Phil Gunderson. Now, when we come back, let's look for some of these companies that have consistently posted earnings and put money in shareholders' pockets. Because that's what it's all about. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Last I heard, I'm supposed to be on CNBC at about 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But, you know, it's always subject to their schedule and the news flow and et cetera. So I haven't got that final confirmation. But as far as I know, around 11:30 a.m., I'll be appearing on CNBC with, I'm not sure who this time. You know, I want to talk about another concept here that's very, very important in the market. In fact, we saw this concept at work last week when the Dow Jones Industrial Average kicked out three duds, which was long overdue. They kept Alcoa in there for 54 years. In the last 10 years, the stock's been going down by 10% per year. That certainly hasn't helped the Dow Jones Industrial Average, has it? And why they hung on to Hewlett-Packard so long is beyond me. And why they ever had a turkey like Bank of America in there in the first place is also beyond me. And sometimes, many times, I look at portfolios that are moved to me, transferred to me, and I see similar situations in many people's portfolios. I see stocks of yesteryear, especially from these big brokerage firms. I don't know what it is about them. They just love to load someone's portfolio up with Johnson & Johnson and Walmart and General Electric and IBM and Hewlett-Packard. They're worse than the people at Dow Jones, really. Because these are individual folks that we're talking about here. Now, these were once great companies. Don't get me wrong. I'm not attacking the company here. I'm sure we come into contact with Alcoa products every time we pop open a Diet Coke. You know, they're making a lot of aluminum products around the world. But as a stock, it's been a stinker for a decade. I would rather own Best Stocks Now. You know, the name of my website is pwstreet.com, which has nothing to do with Best Stocks Now. But for years, I called my radio show Positively Wall Street. And at some point in time, I just decided, you know, I'm just tired of this. And I decided, you know, my whole theme is Best Stocks Now. That's what it is. We're looking for the best stocks in the market now. We're not looking for Sears Roebuck, which at one time ruled the world of consumer discretionaries from their 110-story tower in Chicago, which, you know, how much office space that Sears owns in that building today? None. Zero. They've long since vacated. They've downsized their company, and they've downsized your portfolio if you stuck with them all of these years. Just like Hewlett-Packard downsized your portfolio. Just like Alcoa downsized your portfolio. Just like Bank of America almost went over the waterfall there, except for being too big to fail. But now they're kicked out of the Dow, and we've got a little bit more vibrant companies in there, including Visa. I believe in owning the best stocks now. And I will illustrate this point by using the analogy of Walmart. The little Bentonville, Arkansas company. No, not little anymore. Walmart is a behemoth out of Bentonville, Arkansas. There's probably a Walmart within driving distance of your home, and you've probably visited a Walmart within the last 30 days. Walmart is everywhere. The problem is, Walmart has gotten so big, it becomes a law of numbers, right? Look, I'm a mathematician. I'm a number cruncher. Numbers are very, very important. I would much rather see the numbers than the CEO's lips flapping on CNBC telling me how good his company is and how green his company is and how sustainable his company is, like Campbell Soup was doing last week. Show me the beef instead, Mr. Campbell Soup, Mr. Chunky Chicken. Where's the beef? What have you done for me, the shareholder? I don't care how sustainable your potatoes are. Where's the beef? But my point is, at one time, Walmart was a great company. I mean, a great stock. Probably still a great company. I don't know. Look, they've done a lot, created a lot of jobs, given us some pretty good buys. You admit it. Why do you go to Walmart? Admit it. To save money, right? You're not going to go to the local store and pay through the teeth for pinto beans when you can get them much cheaper at Walmart. But they're great companies today that are like Walmart was in the early days. One such example that I gave yesterday to some folks I was meeting with, I said, you know what? Walmart was once a Dollar Tree. And they looked shocked. What do you mean Dollar Tree? What do you mean Walmart was once a Dollar Tree? Well, it was a fast-growing company that was filtering in across America and still had room to go and still had a lot of places that they hadn't visited yet. There's still empty lots in America where you can build a Dollar Tree store. Walmart has a real difficult time finding places anymore. They've pretty much saturated the world with Walmart, or the country with Walmart stores, but Dollar Tree still has room to grow. Dollar Tree is a stock that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, which at some point will become a stock market classic. I'm convinced of that. Wait till you see the stocks that I wrote about and what they've done since then. They were examples of best stocks at that point in time. And I was using the same criteria. These are companies that have exploding earnings, that are performing way better than the rest, and that are still undervalued. And many of those stocks have gone on to become mega winners. Just like I hope the stocks that I'm investing in today will become mega winners. And some of those stocks that I wrote about in my book, I still own. Or I've back in them. Dollar Tree was actually one that I doubled my money in. I believe I made 140% the first time around in Dollar Tree. And then it started to get stodgy on me and started to cool off, and I moved on. And then it started to heat up again earlier this year, and I'm back in Dollar Tree, and Dollar Tree is on the move once again. Let's take a quick look at the performance of Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree, if I can get my app up here quickly, there it is. Boy, that doesn't take long. How long does it take to look up the performance of a stock? There, I counted to 4, and I have it. Over the last 5 years, Dollar Tree's averaged 34% per year. Over the last 3 years, Dollar Tree's averaged 32% per year. You're getting 30% returns on your money. You have been. There's no guarantee about the future, but this is what they've delivered. And over the last 12 months, it's finally starting to outperform the market once again. It's up 19%. Dollar Tree, in 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, Dollar Tree was up 61%. What ranking do you think Dollar Tree had in 2008? Well, it was one of the top-ranked stocks in the entire market. Even in a year when the market's going south, why do you think Dollar Tree did well? Well, I think you could figure it out. People were trying to save money during the financial
crisis. Stocks of yesteryear, GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane
between 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to pick up where I left off. I missed my cue there on Dollar Tree. I think I talked right through the music and everything. So let's pick up right where we left off. We're talking about a Best Stock Now that is a Best Stock Now because it possesses the traits and the characteristics that I like in Best Stocks Now. We were talking about the performance of Dollar Tree. And I don't know if this went out or not, but this is one of the most important factors of all about Dollar Tree. In 2008, Dollar Tree was up 61%. You say, well, what's the big deal, Gunderson? I mean, a lot of stocks are up 61% in a year. Not a lot of them, but there's a good deal of them. But how about in a year when the market got crushed? In 2008, the market was down 38.5%. Dollar Tree was up 61%. Now, my app, Best Stocks Now, was not functional yet in 2008. But I know just the law of math and formulas that Dollar Tree would have been a top 10 ranked stock in 2008, right? In fact, there were a lot of stocks that would have been top ranked stocks that year. AutoZone, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, pawn shops, First Cast Financial, the bond market. It's all relative. The market is relative. You always want to be focused in that upper 5-6% of the overall market, no matter what it is. Maybe it's going to be inverse financials. Okay, think back to 2008. The financials were crushed. Imagine what an inverse ETF on the financials did that year. An ETF that contained stocks like Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, Countrywide Financial, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, Citigroup. Imagine what an inverse ETF did that year. I would think that that would have been the number one ranked investment that year, had my app been fully functional. The technology didn't quite exist at that point. Even though I had it working on a spreadsheet, the technology didn't exist to crunch the numbers so quickly and sort the rankings so quickly back then, but it exists today. So am I looking forward to the next 2008? No, not really. But I feel like I'm a lot better prepared this time around. In fact, I kind of kicked myself for not making money last time, 2008. So we'll see. You know, I keep tweaking the app, preparing. You're always looking ahead, preparing for that big day that's going to come at some point in time. Suffice it to say, Dollar Tree was up 61% in 2008. Now, let's take a look at the valuation of Dollar Tree, because the performance has been sensational. Just, you know, let's just look at Walmart. Just compare Walmart. Okay, Dollar Tree has been cranking along at about 30 to 35% per year over the last 1, 3, 5 years. Walmart's been cranking out returns of about 6% per year. You see, it's a law of numbers at some point in time. You can't continue to grow. And earnings growth translates into stock price appreciation. When earnings start to slow down at a company, I don't care if you're Cisco, I don't care if you're Apple, I don't care if you're Hewlett-Packard, I don't care if you're IBM. When earnings start to decelerate, when earnings are no longer growing by double digits, instead, they're hitting single digits. Well, the stock price appreciation is going to follow right along. Instead of a company that's returning double-digit returns, you're going to start getting single-digit returns. And then they start throwing in a dividend, so you'll stick with the stock. This is the nature of the beast. That's why you have to be invested in best stocks now, not big recognizable names of yesteryear. Dollar Tree was once a Walmart, or Walmart was once a Dollar Tree. It was growing rapidly. And you say, why didn't I get on the Walmart bandwagon in the early days? Well, I'm giving you all these stocks on a daily basis that are still in the early days. I had folks ask me yesterday, they said, would you buy a stock that's hitting new highs? Because I showed them the chart of Dollar Tree. I said, it's hitting new highs. Well, why would you buy a stock that's hitting new highs? Because it's been hitting new highs for the last 10 years. You'd have never bought it if you had that rule. You know where that check and balance comes in on buying stocks that are hitting new highs? The valuation of the stock. Does it still support? Can you still justify a higher price on the stock in the future? That's where valuation comes in. So let's take a look at Dollar Tree. Let's take a look at the current valuation. It's currently trading at 17 times forward earnings, which is actually a slight discount to the overall market. It's been growing those earnings, expected to grow those earnings by 17% per year, so you've got a PEG ratio of 1. So all things being equal right now, with a PEG ratio of 1, you should get 17% returns per year on Dollar Tree going forward. It's easy math. It's simple. However, people like to make it complicated. Now, that doesn't mean there's a guarantee there. I still have to babysit my Dollar Tree holding every single day to make sure that it's on track. Now, sometimes it's going to get derailed a little bit, and you don't want to get shaken out if it gets derailed a little bit, because that happens from time to time. But you know what? As long as they stay on course, this is a stock that exhibits the same characteristics that Walmart did many, many moons ago. And then when I got done with my story, we were talking about with these folks where they live now. She said, there's a really nice shopping center just down the street from us. I said, oh, what is it, like a mall or something? No, one of these strip centers. She said, by the way, there's a Dollar Tree in it. I said, bingo. They're still expanding. Okay, they're still growing. That's why you want to own stocks of today and not stocks of yesteryear. Dollar Tree is a stock that I currently own in my conservative growth accounts. It's only a $12 billion company right now. It's a little tiny large cap stock. By contrast, Walmart is a mega cap stock at $244 billion. So, you know, it's your choice. You can own big, stodgy old stocks of yesteryear, or you can drop down a notch into the second and third tier and shop amongst the aisles of the stock market that offer potential candidates for future members of the Dow. I don't know that Dollar Tree will ever be a member of the Dow. I doubt that very much, just the nature of the beast. I don't know about a dollar stock, a Dollar Tree, a place that sells trinkets in my Dow Jones Industrial Average. But what if Dollar Tree becomes a $20 billion company? It's currently a $12 billion company. That means you've made 80% on your money, quietly, underneath the surface. Stocks from Bill Gunderson's book, Best Stocks Now. Dollar Tree, number 83. Out of 3,546 stocks that I currently follow. It broke out yesterday to a new all-time high, by the way. Would I buy a stock hitting a new all-time high? Well, let's look at the chart of Dollar Tree, which is the last part of the equation. If the valuation justifies it, I absolutely would buy a stock hitting a new high. It sure beats buying a stock that's hitting a new low, doesn't it? It sure beats buying a stock that's been going sideways for a year, doesn't it? It sure beats a stock that's in a horrible downtrend. At least that's my way of thinking. Dollar Tree, a stock I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. All right. I want to talk about another one now. Another best stocks now. And this falls into the category of best stocks now come in all shapes and sizes and all types of packages. This is a packaging stock. What the heck? You know, when I'm walking home from work, there's one of these mailbox stores, and their windows are filled with packaging material as decoration. You know, the popcorn or whatever it is. And, you know, I'm reminded of my stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, a mid-cap stock by the name of Packaging Corp of America. Will it ever be a member of the Dow? I don't know. We featured this stock before many times. In fact, if we look at the app, let's take a look at the app. Let's type in Packaging Corp of America, and let's take a look down at the bottom here. Gunderson has been featuring this stock since February of this year. In fact, back in February of this year, I sent out a tweet. Container board stocks remain red hot. And I mentioned PKG and RKT. Look at the charts of both of those stocks. Okay, that was February when I first brought people's attention, at least to this stock. I don't send out very many tweets a day. I really select my tweets carefully. I don't send out, I'm having a corned beef sandwich for lunch right now. You know, I try to send out something that I think is newsworthy, really newsworthy. When we come back, we're going to analyze why I own Packaging Corp of America, one of the sexiest stocks in America. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, given an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We're back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The joy of doing live radio. Right as we were going on the air, I got a call from CNBC confirming that I will be on today at 2:40 East Coast time. That's 11:40 my time. I think the subject is what to do when you pick a losing stock, which is what I did a couple of weeks ago. With Neurocrine Biosciences, NBIX. It happens from time to time. When you're in the stock market for 20 years, you're going to pick a few losers along the way. When you're in the market for 5 weeks, you could easily pick one that the next day you wake up and it's the stock of the day. Clinical trials didn't work out at ABC Biotech. Stock down 30%. It's not the end of the world if you make it a small part of your portfolio. If you put all your money in it, it is the end of the world, it seems like. So, you know what? You've got to, number one, be diversified to begin with. Number two, you got to move on and admit your mistakes. And number three, there's a bigger story here. I was really referring to all these doomsday guys that are paraded on CNBC all the time. When do they ever admit that they've been wrong for 4.5 years? When do they ever eat a big piece of humble pie and say, you know what? I've cost investors tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars by telling them that this market is phony. That for the last 4.5 years, this market's been propped up by Fed stimulus. Well, you know what? Tell that to the guy whose 401k has gone from $200,000 to $500,000. Instead, he listened to Dr. Doom, and he's missed this whole 4.5 years. When do you admit you're wrong? That's my bigger point here. Instead, they continue to try to scare you and sell more newsletters. Now, eventually, the bear will encircle the market and grab it by its paws. But until that time, the bull market is still intact, thank you. Let's finish our talking here on, what were we talking about? Packaging Corp of America, a sexy stock that makes cardboard boxes. And how many times, listen, how many times have I told you the analogy? Don't buy the stock that makes the computer, i.e. Dell, Apple, IBM, Hewlett-Packard, whatever. Buy the stock that makes the box that the computer comes in. Crazy? Yes. But true? Absolutely. Look at a chart of Packaging Corp of America, PKG, hitting new all-time highs. And then look at a chart of Hewlett-Packard. Was I right? Absolutely. Packaging Corp of America, one of the best performing stocks in the market. It gets a performance grade of A-. It's up 87% over the last 12 months since I've been beating this drum. Hewlett-Packard during the same time, the contents of that cardboard box over the last 12 months is up 23%. Pretty good, but it's not 87%. And if you go back over the last 3 and 5 years, the box has ran circles around the hardware that was inside the box. Hey, I'm an investor. I realize I can't calculate spreadsheets on my cardboard box like I can on my Sony computer and on my Samsung or my Toshiba computer and my Apple iPad. But the box it came in has been a much better investment than the computers that were inside those boxes. Go figure. Sometimes I don't try to figure. I just look at the numbers. I take the emotion out of it. Because logic would say that the contents of this box are worth a lot more than the box itself. The box ends up in the garbage. The computer is running my business, along with my brain and my eyeballs. There's got to be much more value to the computer than the stinking box that it came in. Well, I'm an investor. I'm more interested in the stock, not the usability of the product itself, right? The box is long gone. I got my Toshiba, I don't know, this one's about 3 months old. I really like it. Brand new, the fastest one with a nice big screen. I don't know where the box is. It's in some landfill in San Marcos right now. The computer's still here. But do I own the company that made the computer? No. Do I own the stock that made the box that it came in? Yes. And I couldn't be happier. Look at the chart of PKG, Packaging Corp of America. There's a new all-time high yesterday. I've got a big smile on my face. Just for fun. Hewlett-Packard? Ugh, what an ugly chart. That illustrates my point. Best stocks now come in all shapes, sizes. Sometimes it's not logical. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Dollar Tree over Walmart, really? The box that the computer came in over the computer stock, really? Where are the best stocks now? They're all over the place. They're in Lake Forest, Illinois. They're in Quantico, Virginia. They're everywhere. That's why you need the Best Stocks Now app. That's why you need the Best Stocks Now newsletter. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. Watch for me on CNBC today at 11:40 a.m. Pacific Time, 2:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Give us a call. Have us manage your money. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Take care, everybody.